Welcome back to the Digital Liberation Podcast. I'm Uncle Bonehead. I got a special treat for you today. I know I don't usually have guests on this podcast, but I do have with me Mr. Ken Code. He's a developer.
Hey.
And we'll just go ahead and throw out your bio. You're better at it than I am.
Yeah. Ken Code here, developer, program, project manager, inventor, been in crypto space since 2014, started out in BitShares, moved to Steam, and then Hive got forked off of Steam, so I moved on to Hive because it just offered all the stuff that I like working on, which is usually like mobile apps, wallets, and point of sale. So if you've ever heard of Pompey, Palm, like the palm tree, Pompey.io was, my first major app. I've got a whole list of stuff that I've done though with stealth transactions and, different various wallets. I think four or five different wallets now, they're on Google Play. Like if you type in Carbon or Bitsy or Pompey, all that stuff is still on Google Play. So you can check it out. And then all the source, of course, I keep it on our Git. We have our own private Git, of course, at git.agorize.net. And so I love the blockchain space, man. So I'm into a lot of different cryptos. So I'm not married to one. actually getting into a lot of different things lately, getting into moving on from swing trading. I'm getting into options trading now and always trying to learn new things and how I can somehow work that into my software dev. So, yeah, fun stuff, man. Learned a lot. Yeah. Been a lot of different places through these things and different communities and whatever. But we can talk about some of those things too, like what I see going on in different communities and things that we can fix and I've tried to fix, and people seem to push back a little bit too much when, you know, what are we doing here, right? We're trying to freaking help you. And people just seem more comfortable like just keeping things the way they are and siphoning funds off for whatever stupid project they got. Oh yeah, we're gonna need money for this and we need $50,000 for that. And okay. Yeah, before I start ranting, man.
Okay. So for those of you that are asking or thinking to yourself, what's this got to do with the digital liberty? Ken is the creator of Cash Garden. Cash Garden is my podcast media host. If you're listening to the audio podcast or if you're watching the video, chances are it's coming from Cash Garden. And I don't talk about them near as much as I should. They're awesome. They're fast. It works, and they even work on Tor and I2P and LokiNet. So you just can't get any better than that. And I don't care what anybody else says. This is the solution you need to go to, not Libsyn, not Blueberry, not all that shit. Or Anchor. You need to go to cast.garden. But we're here to talk about first. Let's knock this out of the way. PeerHub.
Yeah, PeerHub.
PeerHub is what makes it all possible.
Let me kind of give a bit of a backstory on PeerHub, because it just started out as one of our clients wanted to do some streaming. And there's different solutions, if you want to call them that, that are out there. Smart video being one of the biggest ones that I know of, which I don't really think of them as a competitor anymore, but in the beginning I did. But smart video. They also have a WordPress plugin and all that stuff, and I freaking hate WordPress. Okay. So yes. I'm like, dude, we have to decentralize this and go with our own system with this so that we can control. We don't have to worry about people's APIs going down all the time and this kind of stuff. So I came from, originally a hardware background. And I just didn't have the patience for hardware anymore. I'm messing with dip switches and jumper settings and bus speeds and all this kind of stuff. But with software, I can make it do whatever I want. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So with that sysadmin background that I had, I was able to basically design the system in a way that makes every layer of this, I hate to say unstoppable, but it is pretty much unstoppable. Like, especially when you even get into like the server side of things, PeerHub uses, well, you don't have to use this part of PeerHub, but I actually push it all the time, even though it hardly costs anything, like $20 or so. But, we go with a MinIO setup. So if you know about MinIO, it's pretty sweet. It just, decentralizes your file system and things and, makes it so that if your master server ever gets hacked or that DC ever goes down, one of the slave nodes will pick up automatically. So, like for example, one of our biggest clients, is called Vigilante.tv. He got me into this actually. He's got me on the roll with this. And, nice. He gets attacked like all the time. Somebody's always trying to take his server down like every single week. Everything you can That's think nuts. Of, HTTP parameter pollution, DDoS, RCE, like basically everything you can think of trying to take him down. And so what happens is now one of the slave nodes just picks up whenever, something happens at the master node and, he never goes down. So it's, and that is really what I like to push first is the fact that how decentralized are you? If like even when it comes to the DNS, for example, like you mentioned earlier, man, we use ITP, low-key net, V3, onion domains, stuff like this, so that no matter what, even when ICANN decides that they want to take away his Vigilante.tv address or the Cast Garden address or whatever, like any of these PeerHub powered sites, if whoever doesn't like you and all they got to do is call the registrar and say, yeah, we have to seize this domain or whatever. Well, you're still screwed. Like, how do you, okay, here's the other thing, man. Like your software, how is it connecting to the nodes for the blockchain that you like to work with? Is it using a common domain name that they can just easily seize? Or are you using Tor on the back end, right? In a way that, so they can't take you down. Like, no matter what, you're still going to be up and running.
Yeah, that's a good point that nobody ever talks about. What's your connection to?
There's so many attack vectors, like, that they just don't think about. Like, they just think, see, I'm like one of those really paranoid guys, you know what I mean? Because, like, somebody's, especially when you've got competition, they're going to play dirty. Count on it. They will play dirty, and they're going to do everything that they can to take you down. So it doesn't even matter if it's some government or just some competitor or just some troll douchebag that wants to show how powerful he is or what a great hacker he is or whatever. It doesn't really matter, right? We need to plan for that day now. So how vulnerable are you? The software that you use to stream, for example, how decentralized is it? Is it actually doing the streams to the users peer-to-peer? Probably not, right? That's why we do it, right? We disseminate that load so that your server doesn't have to really be all that powerful. So do you have a 4-gig server with a decent CPU? Great. Then you can run your own streaming server. Just do it. Why aren't you? Why are you relying on YouTube? Well, because YouTube, there's so many users. Yeah, great. So keep your channel on YouTube, but run your own PeerTube server at the same time. So it's your PeerTube server running the PeerHub plugin that I've created, right?
Right.
Is always backing up and replicating that data off of YouTube or Odyssey or BitChute or whatever, wherever you like to host your stuff, so that your videos are never lost. So when you do get demonetized or censored or shadow banned or whatever, that's okay. Let them go ahead and try to hurt you because they can't take you down. That's the point.
Exactly.
Everybody's always talking about, oh, Web3, this and that, and we're decentralized and blah, blah. No, you're not. No, you're not, man.
We're decentralized. So we use Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go while we're hosted on AWS. Well, good for you, man. It's not hard to take you down. Thanks for the info, by the way. Yeah, man. Okay. But, okay, so here's the thing. So, yeah, I go off on tangents a lot.
No worries. I do, too.
So we decided on PeerTube server, right? PeerTube server runs like a champ. We've never had a problem with it. They have a huge, huge developer community that contributes cool stuff to PeerTube. So it's not like, you know, my company here at Agorize needs to be this massive, you know, staff of tons of overhead and paying taxes and all that bullshit. You don't need that. When you have open source software, you've got hundreds of devs now contributing to this.
Absolutely. So
that's why PeerHub was able to develop a badass product in such a short amount of time for very little money, right? We're leveraging all these existing tools that already exist and different protocols that are out there that we can use to syndicate a streamer.
That's what we all want.
Right. I try to portray that to people. I guess other streamers or streaming platform owners, they either don't get it or they don't want to get it. They just want to keep siphoning money off of these different investors or whatever to just keep reinventing wheels. Stop it. Why are you wasting everyone's time and money developing things that have already been developed and mastered over decades? You know what I mean? Like Mint.io, for example. Why are you doing that when you could just take something like PeerHub, just set up a simple like $75 dedicated server, right? Install the software. It's free. You're done in like 2 minutes. Set it to auto import all of your content right off of YouTube or Odyssey or BitChute or wherever. There's at least 20 different sources now that the PeerHub software can now scrape from, which is another thing, by the way. I hardly rely at all on any third party APIs. Like, for example, YouTube. YouTube has an API that you can use to access the content on YouTube from your own site, right? Well, guess what? If you want to use their API, you got to go through all this KYC crap, and I'm massively against KYC. Don't get me going on KYC, man. I mean, if they even want my email address, that's KYC.
Absolutely.
That is none of your damn business, right? Put your code up there on your Git. And let me use it and tweak it and use it for my own needs. That's the whole point of FOSS, right?
Right.
So anyways, we don't rely on those third-party APIs either. So when you run your own PeerHub server, you're not having to worry about what if their API goes down, and what if it gets censored and blocked, which is exactly what they started doing to us in the beginning. I'm like, okay, that's it. That's the last API. We're not using theirs again. So that's it. So what we do is we just scrape. You know, through sites that have paging and all this kind of stuff, we just scrape pages and pages and pages of data, right? And we put it on chain and then we syndicate it out. So that way, if you want to keep uploading your videos or your live streams or whatever to YouTube, do it. That's fine, right? But why not have your PeerHub server syndicating it now to hundreds of other websites and apps?
Absolutely.
Plus RSS feed, which like the RSS for PeerHub, by the way, is, dare I say, probably the most advanced RSS in the world. And you can look that up for yourself, by the way. If you go to go to podcastindex.org/apps, CastGarden, which is a PeerHub powered site, now I think is number 2 in the world. So, and that's just the RSS side of what PeerHub will do for the streamers.
That's right. Around.
So now you factor in all the other places that
there it is. Right, it's right below TrueFans and above Blueberry.
So yeah, above Blueberry and all those other multi-million dollar companies. Why? Well, how did CastGarden, it's a brand new podcast hosting site, guys, by the way, if anybody's wondering, right. What the hell is CastGarden? So if you go to cast.garden, right, CastGarden is a podcast hosting site that I set up. It's just a personal project. But it uses our PeerHub software. So yes. this is the thing about syndication, because what does a streamer really want? A streamer, this is my opinion, and man, I love podcasts, and I can tell you that I've talked to hundreds of podcasters and streamers of different kinds about what really do they want, okay? Yeah, there's monetization. Yeah, blah, blah. That's just kind of like a side thing. But number one, podcasters want to be heard. Streamers want to be discovered. And when you upload your video to a walled garden like BitChute or YouTube or whatever, you're kind of stuck. And now you have to worry about what you're going to say, what words you can and can't use. You know, you can't say COVID. You can't say some conspiracy stuff, right? You just can't talk about that stuff, because then they're going to shadow ban you, and they're going to give you a strike or whatever. And all, like, aren't we supposed to be moving forward and losing our fear? Because how do you control people? You control them with fear, and that's what they're doing. And absolutely, this is a real problem, man. I want to be able to post whatever the hell I want, say whatever the hell I want, and make a little money on the side is kind of nice too. You know, and the only way that you're going to get discovered as a streamer is if your podcasts and your videos and your live streams or whatever are being syndicated. Now, anybody who doesn't know what syndication is, think of the old radio stations. I'm in my 50s, so I can tell you right now, this was the shit back in the day, man. You got favorite radio station, right? Well, guess what? That favorite radio station that you were listening to was not even in the town that you're living in. It's being syndicated in real time from some radio station, sometimes in another country. You know, like I remember I used to listen to Shoutcast and stuff like that, and you'd hear radio stations from all over the world.
Yep.
That's syndication. Now, nowadays, thanks to the internet, syndication, getting your stuff played in real time on multiple websites and apps and different platforms in real time, is totally free. So why aren't you using it? Yep. Do you have a good reason for not wanting to be syndicated? Well, this was kind of a little bit of an argument that I had with a guy this morning. He wants to build a thing on Hive and whatever. He's going to set up a streaming platform, and no, we're not going to allow syndication, and he went off on all these different tangents. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Why would you not allow syndication? That does not make any sense. Exactly.
Well, because I only want my stuff on Hive, and Hive, rah, 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 shish, boom, bah.
Yeah, dude, but you're going to catch more, you're going to have more hosts want to be on there and use your thing if they're getting a bigger audience.
Exactly. If they're discoverable. If I do a search on a torrent site for one of your streamers' videos right now, am I going to find it? No, because you're not syndicating him. How about on RSS? Could I tune in with Greyjay or Fountain or any of these other really awesome, like, podcasting and apps and RSS aggregators? No, they're not going to ever be found. So how the hell, what is your sales pitch to get streamers onto your platform? Well, am I going to be seen here? No.
Nope, you're only going to be seen here.
He goes, well, we're going to, I don't know, it's something along these lines, so don't quote me, but he was saying something along the lines of, yeah, well, we're going to – his platform that he's going to build is going to be so awesome, and they're going to have to come to me, and then they can be on my – dude, you're just building another walled garden. That's all you're telling me right now. And, of course, you want us to pay for it, you know, the blockchain community, right? I don't get it, man. What are you doing? Here's another guy asking for money, and he's just doing the same damn thing again.
Just being a shyster.
Yeah, this stuff gets really so frustrated, man, because it's like, dude, we're wasting so much time and money, and we've got bigger problems right now, like losing our fear. All right, this was the big thing, too. It's not just the syndication and being discovered, because the walled garden doesn't give a shit if you get discovered or not. They just want to clean out your wallet.
Right.
All right, they don't care about you, man. Okay, this is why you need platforms like Vigilante.tv, where you can get on there and you can put your videos on there and say whatever the hell you want. In Cast Garden, hey, if you're a podcaster and you want to not ever worry again about being discovered or saying whatever you want or even being monetized and having your income stolen, no, you don't want to have to worry about any of these things anymore. Oh, you want to lose your fear? Then, okay, now I sound like a salesman, but you should be using Fear Hub. Seriously, it sounds like a friggin' salesman, right? But it's such a no-brainer. Dude, it doesn't cost anything. Just use it.
Right.
Run it on your own server if you want. Right? Like I said, as long as you got a basic server with four gigs or 8 gigs if you want your transcoding to be like wicked fast. But, I mean, install the PeerTube software on it and then install the PeerHub plugin. It's that simple. If you go to let me just throw out the website address for it. All right. If you go to peerhub.app, all right, like peer-to-peer hub, because you're hubbing all these networks together, peerhub.app. Just go there.
Clever name.
Check it out.
Clever name.
And you can see what I'm talking about here, because
I actually did the
website for it, so I'm hoping that the verbiage is understandable to most people. I have this mantra that I live by when it comes to software. Is it grandma friendly? Here's the thing.
Right.
You've got a lot of sweet ass, awesome devs out there. Many of them work for us, of course. But one
you
thing
said that,
that
I'm
left
brain, taking a drink.
One thing that left brain people like don't typically think about enough, devs in particular, is the user, the end user. Okay, yep. This software is really sweet, man. It does all these things. You know, you've got an MVP here that can impress a lot of other devs. But is my grandma going to understand this? If she actually gets to this website or to this app or whatever, and she should be able to figure out what that does in 8 seconds. If she cannot figure it out in 8 seconds, you're done. Forget it. Your product, unless you got $1 billion in marketing capital, forget it. You're not going to become the next YouTube. You're not going to become any kind of major app like Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Okay, it's not going to happen. So, all right. So here's I just want you to think about that. So anybody who's listening to this podcast right now, like, that's really what it comes down to, man. You shouldn't have to pay hardly any money. You should be able to run it yourself. And every single layer of this application, from the back to the front, including the UX, the user experience for grandma, has got to be clean and simple and efficient.
Speaking of grandma, the install instructions are literally to install PeerHub, just log into your PeerTube UI, go to administration, plugins, themes, then search PeerTube and click install.
Seriously,
that's as easy.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So if you've got a Linux server, for example,
I could do this.
Just follow that and you're done. I mean, it's literally that easy. You don't need, you know, $150 an hour sysadmin to do this for you. So if you're familiar enough with Linux that you know how to install something, then that's all you need, man. Just put this on the server and run it yourself. Okay. We have a hosting company too at agora.host, agori.host. So if you need a server, we do servers too. We run all the servers for those big sites too, like Vigilante TV, for example. They get millions of views on there, and like high traffic sites that if you don't want your site to be taken down or hacked or any of this kind of thing, you want a server that's going to be up all the time, especially if you plan on having any kind of traffic and you're hosting all kinds of different videos, especially agenda breaking videos. You know, what do you want to call it? Like controversial kind of information, conspiracy sites and stuff like that. Yeah. They're big time targets, you know. And so you're going to want to have a kind of a badass server. So that's what we provide also. But anyways, I want to focus on PeerHub, because that literally is what can remove the fear for a streamer, for a podcaster. This is what we need to do now. Quit trying to reinvent wheels, guys. There's just so many of these guys that are just doing this all the time. I'm not going to name any names, but I mean, come on, what are you doing? So, check out peerhub.app, when you get a minute. Yes. And, drop me an email. My email is agorize, A-G-O-R-I-S-E. That's the rise of agorism. Check out agorism sometime if you don't know what that is. agorize at pm.me. That's my Proton mail. So that's the other thing. If you're still using Discord or any of these other products like that want any kind of KYC from you at all, stop it.
Yes.
Get off of Telegram, Signal, Fedbook, Twitter, all these different platforms that are screwing you over, selling your data. Nothing's encrypted. Oh, it's encrypted. Oh, yeah, but you hold the keys, right? Well, yeah, we hold the keys. So why does it matter if it's encrypted then, if they can just crack you anytime they feel like it, right?
Right.
So look into private messengers too. So you got Altair, you've got Matrix, you've got Session, you've got Nostr. Have you looked into Nostr yet, man?
Yes, I have.
I'm really impressed with what's going on at Nostr.
It is growing. I'm using Primal.
Primal, yeah, Primal. They got a nice site.
Yep, primal.net. I also downloaded a desktop app the other day. Gossip, I think it is.
What's it called?
And gossip. You know, like you gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's I don't know who develops it, but it's pretty cool. I signed right in with my primal.net information.
Huh.
Dude, that's cool. It's nice. It's cool.
Yeah,
desktop app.
There's a lot of sweet stuff coming out for Nostr right now too. So you don't have to use a browser extension anymore. It's kind of an OIDC, OAuth 2 kind of a thing and you don't have to give that site your private key anymore too. Cause that was kind of a big thing. You got to give them your NSEC and all that. Like, no. I don't want to be doing that. So yeah, it's coming along. So if you go to, like on GitHub, they have an awesome Nostr. Repo that you can check out, which is pretty sweet too. There's a ton and tons of apps on there. So whether you like or dislike Bitcoin doesn't really matter, because Nostr is just a protocol. You know what I mean? That's another cool thing. It's just FOSS, something that you can use and, put whatever interface, whatever website or app you want to on the Nostr protocol. The first blockchain to get integrated with Nostr, as far as I know, was Bitcoin. So, and they have implemented this thing called Zaps, which are pretty sweet. And I would actually like to add Nostr next to PeerHub. Because right now you can log into any PeerHub instance, like bTunes.tv or FlatEarthDave.tv or Vigilani.tv or CastGarden or any of these PeerHub instances. With your Hive blockchain account or your PeerTube account or your Mastodon account, just log into the site with your favorite account, Pixel Fed, whatever. Well, now I want to add Nostr next. I see going on at Nostr, I think it's pretty awesome. If you go to where did I put that screenshot? That was I put that. That was in one of my posts on Hive, I think. Anyways, if you go to
Oh, yeah, I've never seen it.
Right now is like Vigilante.tv, for example. Go to Vigilante.tv and just pick one of those videos that has a lot of comments on it. And you'll notice that what I've done in the comments section under a podcast or under a video, I am aggregating and threading multiple networks together. So you can have a Mastodon user liking and commenting or replying to someone on Hive, and a PixelFed user, for example, liking and replying to someone on Hive, and vice versa. And so in other words, instead of just trying to pick the one chain, the rules them all or whatever, the one network that I really like Nostr, or I really like Hive, or I really like Mastodon, or whatever. You don't have to worry about that now anymore with PeerHub, because what it does now is it goes out and it looks at all these networks, and I'm adding more all the time as I can afford it. But now all of these people can talk to each other. You don't have all these siloed communications anymore, and essentially walled gardens still. Right? You got to go to YouTube and you got to log in with your YouTube account or your Google account, or you got to go to BitChute. You got to have an account on BitChute. Well, if you're on a PeerHub instance, let's say you're tuning in with Grayjay or Fountain, or you're on one of those front end websites, right? Log in with whatever you want. Log in with your Mastodon account to Vigilante.tv and reply to one of the videos, comment on one of the videos, and someone on Hive will probably like your comment. And then you can reply, that Mastodon user can reply to the Hive user, and you know what I mean? This is how it should be. I mean, look at the PeerHub.app website. What does it say right at the top? No more walled gardens, right? Because that's what we have to – we have to stop this. Well, if we just get a good marketing team going for our chain, then we'll all be rich, and we'll be the most successful chain for SocialFi, and our social media can finally be.
The problem is, it's not about the chain. For most people, it is about the content and them, not the damn chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop talking about like the one chain to win them all. I hear that from every community that I'm in. It's like, it's always about the marketing. Especially, me too. I mean, it's just like, guys, okay, so how do we solve this so that I don't have to see those comments anymore? Why don't we make it so that all these people from the different chains, instead of fighting each other for that winning position, that pole position or whatever, why can't we come together? Why can't we talk to each other? Well,
exactly.
I've fixed that issue. So now my goal is to just get that chatter going even more. Because look, what happens when the comment section is on fire and people are talking and chatting? It doesn't even matter if it's good or bad. You dumb fuck, you know, this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter what the people are saying. The point is, they're talking.
Your opinion is wrong.
Whether it's good, so it doesn't matter, right? But the point is, when people are talking, what are they doing? Now, they're sharing that link to their comment or that video or podcast. They're sharing the link because they want all their friends to come in now and back up their comment.
Yep. They're jumping into it.
What happens now is the streamer, she gets more people subscribing to her podcast, subscribing to her videos, whatever, right? Because this is the thing too. I wish streamers, please listen to me when I say this. You have got action under your own podcast or your video. Get that conversation going. Even if it's something just stupid, like just a little one-liner, and thank you all for listening, or whatever. And somebody will say, you're welcome. And then another guy will say, shut up, you idiot. She's a moron, or whatever. Something's going to happen. But doesn't matter, does it? Because that conversation, that chatter gets people sharing your content, and that's what the streamers want. They want to be discovered.
Yep.
So you have got to merge these networks like I've done. So
they're all looking to go viral.
Or you know any streamers, you want to go viral. Boom. You nailed it. So you want to go viral, right? So if you know any streamers, if you know anybody that has a server, get them on Peer Hub. You've got to host your stuff on a Peer Hub powered site, whether it's just a little tiny server of your own or a bigger server like what we offer. We don't do VPS or shared servers, by the way. Agorize only does dedicated servers.
Nice.
But anyways,
Go big or go home.
Please tell them about it. Cause like I said, go big or home. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. You just got to use it. Here's the other cool thing about this, by the way. Right now, most streamers, why? Because they want to be discovered. What they'll do is they'll upload their podcast or their video to multiple platforms, right? That takes a lot of time. I mean, the editing alone of a podcast or a video takes a long ass time, and you want to be discovered. I want all that hard work to be seen.
So why don't you
do this? Yeah. You should know better than anyone, of course, man. So why not do this? Why not upload your podcasts to a Peer Hub powered site, server, your own or someone else's, whatever. Upload it there. Then even YouTube offers this now. They will import your videos off of the RSS feed that comes from your Peer Hub powered site. Peer Hub powered content, they'll import that RSS onto YouTube. So you upload to one place now, to your Peer Hub site, your Peer Hub server, and all these other platforms now can ingest your content exactly as it should be shown without having to scrape your server, scrape your front end or anything like that. Because look at CastGuard. It's on Podcast Index, right? It's number two in the world now. How did it get there? It got there because of the amount of sharing going on, the amount of syndication that Peer Hub offers your streamers is unmatched. And not only that, but who was it? True Fans, you said, was above CastGarden
True Fans, I think it was.
If you were to factor in all the other things that a Peer Hub powered server offers, Peer Hub is untouchable. It's untouchable, especially when you factor in the syndication and the monetization and all these other things that Peer Hub offers you too, if you want them. Like, here's the thing. Yeah. Like, there's still a lot of anti-crypto people out there, and that's fine. If you don't want to earn any crypto, then don't put your account name in there. That's literally all there is to it. So you don't have to accept cryptos if you don't want to. But this is why I want people talking to each other in the comment section so that it supports multiple networks. And I want it to support multiple currencies, right? So if you don't like Hive, great. Doesn't matter, man. Accept Bitcoin. If you don't like Bitcoin either, don't accept anything. You don't like Dero. You don't like Alter. You don't like how could you not like them? Whatever. Point is, you're earning money. You're earning multiple sources of income, right?
Right.
And yeah, it might not be a lot in the beginning. It never is. It doesn't even matter if you're just on YouTube. But all of those streamers and those popular podcasters, they had to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, I went on a hell of a rant today. I feel like I'm ranting.
Nothing wrong with that. That's pretty much basically what I do. I upload to CastGarden, and then from CastGarden it goes to YouTube. And the audio I still have to upload to Anchor because they won't import. But the
Anchor doesn't offer importing yet.
No, they're little dicks. No. The other one is Rumble. They don't have imports yet either. No.
Huh. I think people are finally starting to come around to RSS though. I think that's why YouTube did it, because they got a multi-million dollar research division, right?
Right.
So, but they're realizing, people don't really like walled gardens.
It's really funny that YouTube started doing the imports right after Anchor got rid of or announced that they were going to hide the RSS feeds. And then they got a bunch of flack and they decided not to hide the RSS feeds. I say Anchor, it's Spotify now. But
Yeah. Consolidation going on, right?
Yeah.
But
it's funny that, you know, one gets rid, wants to, says they want to get rid of the RSS feeds, and the other one says, well, let's enhance them.
Yeah. Or worse yet, they'll say, oh, yeah, RSS, that's a great thing. It's been around for a long time, and we're probably going to end up supporting that too. But they never do, right?
Right.
Because now your walled garden isn't the walled garden anymore.
Yep.
So they, those people that rely on ads, you know, it's like that, that's a bummer, man, because you're beholden to them, to those advertisers. And if they don't like what you say too, this is the other thing that, that, you know, the Walled platform can shut you down. They'll demonetize you. You'll lose your advertiser. It's just, I talked to one guy from a major platform, major platform that you just mentioned a little while ago. I'm not going to say who he is, but he's a super nice guy. Don't get me wrong. He's famous worldwide. But he is beholden to advertisers. And since PeerHub syndicates your content out in many different ways to many different networks, including RSS, he told me, he's like, yeah, we cannot have you, syndicating our content over RSS though, because it has something to do with the advertiser,
contract,
like how they track how many clicks you got and how, you know what I mean? Like how many views you got.
Right.
So they could show it in their statistics. I mean, and know like what to charge that guy. I don't want to say too much because I think everybody's going to know who he is. But I was like, oh, well, that sucks. You know, and that just tells you right there, like how beholden you are. And that's his,
yep.
He said that came from his most major advertiser that he's had for, I don't know, 15 years or whatever it's been.
That's nuts.
So if he loses that advertiser, he's really up a creek. And I get it. You know, I mean, we got to earn an income too. And he doesn't want to rock the boat, but it's like, damn, yeah. Man, I mean, you're really limiting now how much syndication that we can offer you by syndicating your podcast on one of our platforms. So right. Yeah, it sucks, man. Like ever, I know that the podcasters and the video creators are just tired of it too. It's like, man,
yes,
and then you got to find a good advertising company, whatever to go with. And you don't have to sell your soul to some, you know,
The problem is most of the advertising that goes on now are platform centric. They're not tailored to the actual content.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You'll be watching a video.
Right advertiser.
Yeah, but that's just it. The creator doesn't pick the advertiser anymore. It's YouTube or Rumble.
Rumble does that too? I don't know hardly anything about Rumble.
Yeah, they're starting to. They're trying to.
And have they censored yet?
Nope.
Oh, Rumble has not censored anyone yet?
Nope. They flat out refused to do a couple of people. One of them was Russell Brand. I think it was the UK threatened to censor him. They said no. And they... was it YouTube and X went after Google, I think it was, with a lawsuit for advertising revenue?
Huh. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, how long they can keep that up, who knows, but it's very admirable that they've come this far, because I know Rumble's been out for a few years now.
Yeah. So. Their advertising or licensing deal, when you post a video over there, what it is if you give Rumble the exclusive, I think it's called, if you license your video there, but it's also on YouTube. They collect it. They collect the advertising revenue from YouTube. That YouTube runs ads on your video over there.
Yeah.
And so you get, you know, you'll get advertising revenue from Rumble, including Rumble views and YouTube feeds.
This is the thing. I mean, anybody who's not accepting at least basic cryptos like Bitcoin and Monero. I mean, you guys, come on. You've got to at least start getting into some cryptos, because I don't know how much you know about what's going on in the banking system, but it's not good, man. I mean, banks are closing every single day. It's insolvent all the way around.
Yep.
So at least take a look at a few cryptos. I mean, I'm not gonna tout one over the other either, because I have a lot of different cryptos. I have my heavyweights in a couple of them, but I mean, these advertisers that are doing the same thing. It's like, if you're relying on just advertising income alone, I don't see that as being a long-term goal anymore. Cause I've been watching videos over the last year or so of different creators, podcasters, video creators and stuff that are on, YouTube, and they've been around for quite a while, and their income has just been cut. Like 50 more percent, and they're not making a squat anymore. They can't even make a living as a creator anymore.
It's because they keep playing with the algorithm, trying to pick and choose the winners and losers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, YouTube is basically just becoming like, it's worse than cable. Remember cable TV?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yeah, just very similar to that. I mean, if I want to watch.
I still got cable.
Really? Oh, dude, yeah, I haven't watched TV in 15 years or more.
Well, I don't even watch the TV, but you know,
if I go on YouTube
online
and I want to watch, old episodes of Cheers or Bonanza or, you know, just old TV. Like I said, I'm in my 50s, so of course I like, you know, Clint Eastwood and stuff. But
back in my day,
you can't even watch the whole damn video because they fucking censor everything. Oh, because of copyright infringement and whatever. Well, whoever put the video up, you know, make sure they pay their royalty or whatever. But I mean, this is, you know what, Lewis Rossman, I love him. You know who Lewis Rossman is, right?
Yes, Lewis is awesome.
Okay, he's a badass man. He is pioneering. Yes. The right to repair industry. So look up Lewis Rossman on YouTube. Anybody who's listening to this, he's a badass man. He actually he's the progenitor of the Grayjay app, by the way, that I mentioned a couple times already, which we hopefully are going to be making a plugin for a peer hub plugin for Grayjay pretty soon. But God damn it. Where was I going with this? I lost my train of thought.
Well, I'm going to derail you because you brought up you were talking about the, all the different cryptos and, you know, being in it. If people look at peerhub.app/donate and look at that variety of crypto that's a hell of a diversification.
Acash. Yeah, that's our donation page. I mean, this is how we sustain our operation here, right? We get dev jobs and donations. That's literally what keeps the milk in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? So, which is freaking doubled in price. So,
yes, it
has. That would be really great. Cause like I said, I want to add more networks now. So, adding Nostr in next so that Nostr users can log into any PeerHub powered site. And like and comment and get zaps and get, you know, zap people and stuff like that with Bitcoin. Altr, you know, Altr Network is coming up. They're into privacy as well, and they're doing a lot of cool stuff. Messenger app coming out. Like I said, I'm really into private messengers and stuff too. So I want to see a lot more of that coming, but I foresee a day when these networks, you'll have all these people from these different networks talking to each other finally. And it's not going to be this one chain to win them all bullshit. You know, right. I hear this, all these different communities are saying the same thing. That's why, it's kind of why I got into so many different cryptos. So, but thanks for plugging that, man. Yeah. If you go to peerhub.app/donate, that would really help us out a lot, because I want to get more of these networks added in, because that's how you make those networks more badass, I guess. I don't know how to verb that, but you know, but yeah. So what else didn't I cover?
I honestly,
you said Flynn had mentioned a couple of things, right? And
Flynn, let me see, get back to his message.
I think I covered most of it though, because I really wanted to push the.
He was talking about how encrypted communications are going to play a major role going forward in the 2025.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, if an app or a website is asking you for any KYC at all, I'm really not that interested. Now, there's some stuff I need to use, like SimpleFX, for example, different places where if you're going to do trading and stuff like that, you're going to have to log in, but... Are you still there?
Yeah. Sorry, I was reading.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard that little bloop on my computer, and I usually mean that my internet dropped out. So. So there is some if you're going to have to deal with fiat currency or something like that, then they're going to have to deal with some KYC. But what's pretty cool, though, is now you've got actual DEXs starting to pop up. And I mean a real DEX too, like BitShares, for example. I don't know if you know the BitShares network, blockchain. They've had an actual no middleman, no company, zero KYC actual DEX. Well, since 2014, 15 or so, original inventor of that was Dan Larimer. You know, say what you want about Dan Larimer. Him and a few other guys built that BitShares platform. It just needs to be used. This is the thing. So many people come into these different blockchains because they're just speculating. They just want to pump and dump and move on to the next. They don't really learn how to trade or anything like that. They just want to buy a coin or ride it to the top and hopefully get out at the top. You know, narcissist kind of shit.
Right.
But, I really am starting to see more DEXs come now. I got in my bookmarks, I have, probably 10 different DEXs listed now in there. So when we can finally trade one coin for another, and actual do real swing trading. And I don't know of any, options trading sites yet. I think SimpleFX is getting close, but, yeah, but this is where it's going, because you've got to try to leave the system now while you still can.
Right.
We're at that point right now. This is a pivotal year, and I think that we're going to see – we're probably going to see a pretty decent dip in September, and then a pretty major dump of possibly 70% or more in the equities around November. And then 2005 is completely fucked. Sorry, but it's – it's toast, man. The banking system is done. So if you're not learning this crypto stuff right now, at least learn at least a couple of them, right? Learn Bitcoin first. Learn Hive next. Learn Alter. Learn about the different privacy messengers, right? Get off of Fedbook, Facebook. Get off of WhatsApp, right? Get off of Telegram. Get off of Signal.
Telegram might not be lasting much longer anyways. They arrested the CEO yesterday.
Yeah, my wife just told me some
stuff
about that. Yeah, is he a French guy? I thought they were Russian.
Yeah, he's French, I think. The CEO is French.
Yeah, my wife was. My wife is a conspiracy, I hate saying theorist, but yeah. We
conspiracy
research a lot of
theorist.
Shit, so.
It's more like conspiracy fact.
Yeah, researchers. That's what we are. We research. She does a lot of this too. So she reads Telegram like half the day and tells me about this and this and this. And like, okay, so I get my my jolt of the news from her. And then, you know, but I just heard about the Telegram thing from her yesterday.
I remember seeing a meme about the conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just history 6 months in advance.
Yeah. Funny how we're always right.
You know, it's getting pretty damn good.
Yeah. I mean, for all those people right now that are waking up to all these different lies that we've been fed ever since birth, basically, just keep it going, man. And don't worry so much about, like, what people are going to say. Yeah, you're going to lose a few friends. So did I. Like, Ken, you're nuts, man. That's just the stupidest thing ever. Is it? Well, just look at this. Look at this. Look at this. You know, it's really not that hard, man. I mean, aren't you curious? If you're not, that's fine. A lot of people will never wake up. There's a lot of NPCs out there, too. Just people wandering around. They don't care. They're just too busy going to their job and whatever. You know, that's fine. Not everybody's going to wake up. But one thing that I've learned is, don't try to, like, wake people up. Just what I've learned at this point is just plant seeds. Yeah, I heard this, or yeah, I heard that, and I found it on this website. So, you know, source it or whatever for them so they can at least look it up on their own in their spare time or whatever. But just plant seeds, man. I mean, literally, how are they controlling us with all this shit? Again, it comes back to fear. If we're fearing the war, and like, I mean, do you know that all these governments are in different contracts and treaties with each other, but they pretend on TV to be mortal enemies and, oh yeah, they're bombing each other and this and that and whatever. And who benefits? Right? Who benefits from all that? They do. The controllers of this world. So, and who are they? Fuck if I know. I mean, we've dug up quite a few of them, but I don't know. I don't really care. The point is, I'm trying to separate myself from that system as much as possible. I haven't had a bank account in over a decade. I haven't paid taxes in over 15 years, right? I'm not playing their game. Get out now, okay? If it means leaving your country and going somewhere else, going somewhere warmer where the rent is cheaper and the people are nicer and they're family friendly, and do it now, man. Why are you waiting for this? What are you doing? Well, my girlfriend and my family is here and whatever. Well, would they consider moving with you? Do you know that you can probably cut your rent in about a third? Down to a third of what it is now? I mean, yeah, I mean, we've lived in many different countries. I'm living in Mexico now. And I have found that the Mexican people are so family friendly. So nice. So nice. I mean, they're the hardest working. Man, after the hurricane that we just had, that category, it wasn't a category 5. This was a category 6 freaking hurricane, all right? 300-mile-an-hour winds or 300-kilometer-an-hour winds.
It was rough. I remember that.
Yeah, right? Wasn't I offline for like a month? I mean, Jesus, man, that was brutal.
Everybody was internet. Flipping
out. I can't do nothing. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's why we just packed up and moved down here, man. We literally just put everything in a couple of boxes and send it to some friends down here. And then everything else, we just threw in our, carry on luggage and baggage and stuff. And, just said, that's it. All right. We're out here. We don't need all this shit. We gave our car away. It was a brand new car, not even a year old, brand spanking new. We gave away all of our clothes that we aren't going to need anymore. We don't need cold weather gear down here. None of that kind of cold. Yeah, sound military again. But it's just give it away, man. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just go, you know?
Hell yeah. It's about the only way to do it.
Yeah. So lose your fear, sell your shit, hop on the back of a train if you have to. Yeah, just do it now, man, because you're literally running out of time. You've got weeks left. So if you don't make that move right now, then it ain't going to happen. And you can make a living as a creator, as a podcaster, as a video creator, or even as a blogger, right? You've got to be able to do something online, whether it be trading or coding or whatever. Create. You've got to be a creator if you're going to come down here to Mexico. I'm in Acapulco, by the way.
Nice.
So just got to find some place where you can contribute to society and lose your fear. Oh, that's the other thing about fear. When they say, oh, Acapulco is the most dangerous city in the world and whatever, that's bullshit, man. Yeah, there's cartel down here, but there's one rule here. Okay, if you're going to move down here, there's one rule. Don't compete with the cartel. If you can follow that simple rule, okay, you earn your money online and whatever, and you spend your money here, they will protect you. They will protect you.
Look
me up when you get down here.
There might be a cartel down there. There's also a cartel in L.A., Chicago, New York, Detroit.
Yeah.
There's one in every big city.
Those cities
in the
are.
There's.
Oh.
And they won't protect you. You up here in the States.
No.
You're the prey.
No.
You're the prey.
Yeah. It's getting really, really dangerous. And you know, people get ugly when they lose everything. They lose it. You know, in the military, we called it the 80-day rule. If you can survive the chaos that ensues after you've blown up their fucking country, but if you can survive that chaos, which typically lasts 80 days, then you're good to go. So I just think about that. Food, water, fruit trees, ammo, whatever it is that you need to survive up there. Make sure that you got it right now. Otherwise, get your ass down here. It's a hell of a lot safer down here. And did you ever see that Deagle report of what's going on with the world depopulation that they have planned, World Economic Forum?
I haven't looked at it for a while. It's been a while since
I looked
at it.
Well, Mexico is very, very low on the list of depopulation. But the countries that they plan on depopulating the most are Canada, America, Australia, and Germany. These quote-unquote first world countries, right? They have to crash those economies so they can bring in their new currencies. Anyways, we're really going off on a tangent now, but
yes, we did.
guys, I'm just saying, lose your fear now, because if you're a streamer, check out Peer Hub, all right? You
Peer
don't
Hub
have to be
app.
In the walled garden anymore. You want to be discovered, and that's the whole point. You want to be discovered. So yeah, please check out peerhub.app. And if you can go to peerhub.app/donate, we could use a couple bucks to help the operation going here. And now we can hopefully get Nostra integrated next and Dero, and then hopefully Alter and some of these different networks that are really perfect for, dare I say, SocialFi. I hate all these buzzwords, but it's kind of really exemplifies
yep.
what it is. It's social interaction with people way more than any other platform will give you, with a little bit of financial side to it as well that allows a creator to earn a decent income.
Right.
So
that is cool.
I'm going to leave it at that, man. No more salesman crap. I just wanted to get the point out there and just talk about fear a little bit and in these walled gardens and what they're doing to people. So
absolutely.
I don't want to drag it out too long.
Thanks for, it's always been a blast to have you on and talk with you, because it's always a good show. it's fun to talk to
my
you.
My problem is those tangents. Sometimes I go off on so many tangents that I forget about what I was even talking about like a minute ago.
Hey,
like, damn it. What was
that's what's good. That's what's good. I love the
Keep
way
the
you
mind
think.
Going, right, man?
That's right.
Make it grandma friendly.
No doubt. I do appreciate it. We've been going for a minute or an hour and 4 minutes. So it's a good spot to end. Y'all be
cool,
good.
Perfect.
Be safe. Never stick your finger where you wouldn't stick your face. Check out peerhub.app and peerhub.app/donate. We'll talk with you guys again next time.
Don't forget to check out the new website. Visit us at libertybytes.online. There you will find blog posts, links, and podcasts from Uncle Bonehead as well as myself. That's Liberty Bytes with a Y, not an I, .online. You can subscribe to the podcast on CastGarden, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube Music, Rumble, and even on Odyssey. Remember, data is knowledge, and knowledge is power. And that power belongs to you. This is Alara signing off for Uncle Bonehead and saying until next time, stay digital, stay safe, and stay free, my friends. Goodbye.